One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dude, I can't believe we're all about to do Coke on a podcast.
That's right.
Guys, we're all doing Coke on a podcast. Diet Coke.
And how does it go?
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome. That's a terrible intro.
No, we're keeping it.
Hello, everybody. It's lunchtime with Smosh today. We are joined by a very special person, Tommy Bo.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. Tommy Bo.
Tommy Bo.
Hello.
Hi.
Thomas? Tommy? Thomas.
Well, it is Thomas.
It is Thomas.
If you want to arrest me.
But it is Thanksgiving time in the Americas.
Yes, very true. Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily Thanksgiving time for anybody else in the world, but
no.
I never even understood what Thanksgiving was growing up. Like, I just was like, okay, it's time to eat turkey. Like, I didn't know, like, I'm like, images of pilgrims. Mm-hmm. What is it? What is it? Do you even know what it is? Do you know where it came from?
I mean, we can get into bummer territory.
Yeah, it's not a great holiday.
Yeah,
but it is a time to think about the things that you're thankful for and the things that you're grateful for. Yeah.
And eat an insane amount of food.
Yeah.
So barf.
So we have a few things we're going to talk about that we're grateful for. But first,
food
that I didn't think about that you guys might not be able to eat, but I will.
So what's the theme of this food?
Junk that I love. It's my
junk
favorite
that you're great that you're grateful and thankful for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over your whole life, or is this like a certain time period of your life?
These are the one is from when I was younger, and the other is like a more recent discovery.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And they're not anything crazy.
Can I guess? Okay. Hold on. The first one, the things from before. Dunkaroos.
Dunkaroos. I was gonna guess Dunkaroos as well.
Things from now. Poppers.
Ian.
Well. not far off with Dunkaroos, but not really. Is that the little balls right there?
Little balls?
Are they both
Are you pointing at Ian?
Are they
right
both
now?
In
little
there?
Balls?
Yes.
Yeah, both of them are in there.
Okay, good. They're
both of my little balls are in there.
Would you have done poppers if I presented them today?
Jesus Christ, no.
Okay, well, you brought it up.
I did, although I did watch a little bit of Rebecca Black's Boiler Room performance.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was a
wow.
guy. And
good for you, dude.
Thank you. You know,
that's awesome.
I'm. Ally. And there's a guy that was doing poppers right behind her, mm-hmm. and he offered her poppers like mid set. She was like,
no thanks. Yeah.
But he was on one.
He was.
Anyway.
Tommy's favorite foods.
My favorite foods. Some of my favorite foods.
Yes.
These are like my junk foods. Okay. Gorgeous presentation. I'm going to piss my fucking pants.
Jesus.
I'll give
was
you
that
both.
From the poppers?
I don't.
Maybe we both just put them. Oh.
Oh my
Jesus,
God.
Fuck. Don't.
Please,
maybe
let me
we
open
both
my
just, like,
eyes.
Put them
That's
by their
face.
Put them by Anthony's face.
Okay. All right. Open your eyes. These are sixlets.
Oh.
Do you know sixlets?
Yeah. Is it chocolate?
So you would think that they're chocolate, but in fact, they're chocolate flavored. Oh. So I don't know what the ingredient is, but they're going for chocolate.
Don't get ahead of yourself, Ian.
What the heck is it?
I don't know if I could eat it.
I'm going to look up what the hell it
it's
is.
It's got a candy coated shell.
I can have it.
Gluten free.
And let me.
I'm trying to eat it like the cat outside my house. Whenever I feed this cat outside the front of my house,
uh-huh.
it just buries its face. Like it doesn't know how to eat food.
Right. And how do you like it? Kind of bad, right? Kind of tastes weird. I love it.
I feel like I remember them tasting like Smarties, like overseas Smarties.
Yeah, over the Canadian Smarties. Yeah.
It's like if chocolate was lost.
Does it have a really thin
candy coating
outer
shell?
Coat?
Yeah, you see that little crack guy right there?
Yeah. How was that, Ian, eating out of a chalice in your hand? Was that awkward for you, Aaron?
It was just kind of a bummer because I did want to try some, but then he put his mouth in it.
You still can.
I'll try some wine.
I washed
my
face
this
morning.
You're welcome. Have a little bit.
I'll take a pink one.
Yeah, they don't taste that good. See?
That's chocolate flavor.
That's right.
But it's not real chocolate?
No.
Really?
And that's the fun part. Okay. And then we have marzipan. You've heard of marzipan.
Yeah.
That's made of almonds. This is marzipan made of peanuts.
Okay.
Marzipan.
What is it? Is it also chocolate?
No. So it's
De La Rosa.
De La Rosa. And so they're little discs. You've probably seen them at like 7-Eleven.
Oh, what the hell?
Never.
Yes.
Yeah, they're little like chalky, like fudge-esque peanut butter discs.
What?
Would you have guessed that's peanut butter?
No.
Right?
No.
It's just sugar, peanut, and artificial flavor, so I think everyone can have it.
Oh, no, you're right. It is.
It's just sugar and peanuts.
I love that you were all holding that box at the same time.
Peanut candy. Literally, it's just sugar and peanuts.
You're welcome.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Yay.
I can't believe I've never heard of this.
Is it good?
Whoa.
It's good, right?
And the texture, it's melting.
I know.
It's like if a Reese's cup was gay.
It's gay. Holy shit. Yeah, I guess it is like if a Reese's cup was gay.
Actually,
please don't say Reese's.
It's Reese's. Get these away from me or I'm going to eat the whole thing.
Oh my God.
It's staining my pants.
This is a Reese's cup without the chocolate. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Oh, sweet peanut butter.
Oh, that's really good.
Anyway, whenever I want my depression cured, I eat this. I want to get some Ian eating ASMR.
That's disgusting.
Jesus Christ.
You sound like a dog that got into the pantry.
It's giving guinea pig.
And it kind of got all over you.
Oh, no.
It still kind of got all over you.
He's not done yet.
Why are you attacking it like that?
I think it's gone.
I think Ian's been watching a cat eat food
too
much.
He's taking notes.
Yeah.
So this, like, Mountain Dew is to straight men
what this is to cool gay men.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to try to open
it. Is it poppers?
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Diet Coke!
Yeah. Diet Coke is for cool gay men?
Dude, coke me up, dude.
Dude, I can't believe we're all about to do coke on a podcast.
That's right.
Guys, we're all doing coke on a podcast. Diet Coke. Oh, speaking of gay men drinks, I did try making...
Whiplash.
It was in the Bit City episode about straight men.
Yeah.
I made myself a tequila soda.
Oh?
And? Not good.
Not good. I hate it.
Yeah.
How many limes? Did you add lime?
I have
doesn't lime. Matter. Yeah. You can do anything to a tequila, so it's the worst thing ever. It is. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's the correct answer for like what the gays order, but I'm not a tequila soda person.
Right.
It's always the last tequila soda that makes me go barf like crazy in the night. You know, it's like, maybe one more.
And the logic was like highest alcohol with lowest calories. Okay.
Yeah, because it's a clear liquor and whatever. It's bad. Hey.
That naturally, I feel like, pedals into... the topic for today.
Okay.
Depression.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Have you heard of it? You've heard of it, Ian.
Have you heard the good word? The bad word, I guess.
You've heard it.
But somebody that I dated for a little bit told me they thought I was depressed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you ever been diagnosed?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
Do you want to?
Not really.
I can diagnose you for fun.
Yeah? Do you think I'm depressed?
I don't think so.
Old Smosh videos people used to say, or like not old, but like maybe like the year to maybe like 2 or 3 years ago, people used to say you look depressed.
Yeah, yeah.
For a lot of the post-Defy pandemic time,
people were like, Ian's depressed.
Do you think you were?
I don't know. I think everybody was a little depressed during the beginning of lockdown, right?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Yeah.
2020 and 2021, we were like, I think we had like a worldwide depression.
Yeah, we were all like, haha, we might die. Hello.
Yeah.
And every plan that anyone had was just all gone. Everything was gone. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't know, like, was I?
I think you should
look into it, maybe.
Yeah, I think you should dig a little deeper sometime.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've been depressed before, yeah.
I love that you love the sixlet.
It's not hard.
Anthony was just really vulnerable.
I don't really
didn't acknowledge it.
It's for the better.
No, what'd you say?
Nothing.
Say it.
I said, yeah, I've been depressed before. I've been there. Whoa. I understand it. Yeah.
Did you have a sip of beer and go on a little walk and it cured your depression?
That's not real depression then.
I'm just making a meme.
Oh, that's not what you did? I thought that's how you cured your depression.
No. No, mine's still ongoing, I think. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
You'll find out.
You know how guys supposedly have like their version of a menstrual cycle, but it's throughout the day. Do you guys ever get like depressed?
Menstruation?
Yeah, so you guys get depressed at a specific time of the day?
At night.
I think it's...
I'm alone.
Actually, yeah. At night is when it kicks in.
Yeah.
That's your luteal phase.
Yeah, and that's why you get text messages from guys being like, you up? It's because they're like in the room like...
They're depressed.
Yeah, they're fighting their demons in their apartment all alone.
Mm-hmm. They're looking for a dopamine hit. You're their dopamine hit.
Whoa.
Just a little cuddle,
that changes things. Now it's okay.
Now it's okay. And now you like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I've been depressed too. Plenty of years of my life. Yeah.
I think the later I stay up at night, the more depressed I am, I realize.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Or is that not then just like, because same, but usually that's me going like, and we're calling it a day. Like, it's like 9:30 p.m. I'm starting to get upset. And I'm like, you know what?
Actually, yeah, it can go the opposite way where I just go to sleep before I have any moment to sit in my thoughts.
Feel anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so you go to sleep before the depression hits?
I have for sure.
You feel like, oh.
Or you feel it coming in.
Oh, Lord, she coming.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
actually, yeah.
I sleep.
That's exactly right.
And then
correct.
You wake up and you feel better.
That's crazy.
Because you've slept so much.
Yeah.
I have really sad news for everyone, but not really.
Okay.
I got really good sleep. For a whole week. I went to bed at like 9:30, 10 every night.
Love that for
slept
you.
For like 8 hours.
Love that for you.
It did solve many problems.
I'm jealous.
Really?
I hate you.
It solved a lot of those problems.
It really was like, my brain is working better. I'm brighter. I'm lighter. I have
I feel
more
that.
Energy.
I find like also.
I know.
And I know this works against like a lot of the ways that we've designed our lives. But I mean, gosh, waking up like. Around the time when the sun's rising?
No, for real.
That's that like 30 plus vibe because I'm starting to get...
I love that.
Because there's nothing too. Like I know I feel much worse when I wake up and the sun is already overhead.
And you're like, I lost time in the day.
Yeah.
I used to wake up at like 11, 12 all the time and it was normal.
Yeah.
But now there's nothing better and I don't care if this makes me older than 30. You will realize the best thing in the world is waking up and seeing the entire process of the sunrise.
I mean, I like wake up.
You're not old
up,
enough yet.
Aw, yay.
Like, waking up on a weekend, like, and you wake up like 8.
Oh, I did that this last weekend. It was awesome.
But the sun's already up.
Well, yeah, sure. But,
but
still
you have
early.
The whole day.
It's still like the sun is still angular, you know? It's
okay,
coming
you get
through
some shadows.
It's
in
coming
your
through
house.
The windows.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Fair.
And, you know, make myself like a nice breakfast. I'm watching some bullshit on TV or YouTube. And then I'm like, oh man, it's probably getting late. I probably need to start doing stuff. And I look over the clock and it's like 10 a.m. I'm like, oh my God, I still have so much day. This is incredible.
This man is not depressed.
Yeah, but I mean, those are weekends. Those are fun times, you know?
Where do you guys look in the sky for the sun, like on the horizon when it rises?
Probably up in the
like,
sky.
How do you know where it is? This is a valid
question.
How do
you
question.
Know where the sun is?
There's so much space for it to rise. Like, where is it?
Okay, I think I get what you're saying.
You're
asking how high up is the sun when we wake up?
No, I'm saying when you wake up and it's dark out, right? You're waking up to see the sunrise.
Got it.
You walk out. Say you have a balcony. You're standing on the balcony. You're waiting for the sun to rise. Mm-hmm. Where do you know to put your eyes?
Got it.
Where's the sun going to come?
Before the light even comes. Where on the horizon?
You have never seen a sunrise? You've never watched a sunrise?
I feel like every time I've seen it, the sun's already up, so then I know where to see the sun.
Well,
not a sunrise.
So
okay. Imagine like you've seen a sunset, right?
Yeah.
It's
already in the sky for me to follow.
Yeah, right. But it's like the opposite of that.
No, okay,
but
here we go. Here we go.
What I'm saying is, based on your position in the earth, how do you know where the sun's going to be that day?
The sun will give you a little clues. Okay, so you're out there looking at the sky. You're like, oh, it's almost sunrise. Sun's about to come up. It starts to give you a little clue. And the clue is, it's a little bit brighter in one area of the sky. Just a little bit brighter.
I would also say the east usually is where it rises.
Right.
There's a general area to look.
Yeah, generally,
I understand the question.
I did something really embarrassing recently.
Asking that question.
I was in Malibu and I was staying there for the weekend.
And
I woke up early to see the sunrise.
That's it.
It doesn't rise. We're in the west.
It still rises.
No, so but like look, I was facing the ocean. Yeah. Oh. I was like waiting. Oh. I was like, where is it?
You're like any minute now. It's really bright outside. Where's the sun at?
I was gonna say, like, the sun still rose, I'm sure.
It did. Okay. I just didn't see it.
Are you crying?
Yeah.
Wait, which part hit you?
I just cry when I laugh.
Okay.
Go to the East Coast, then you can see the sunrise over the ocean.
Yeah.
You don't even have to go to the East Coast. You can go to Mexico, and there's a nice gulf there. You could watch it over the gulf.
Or you could just go to a lake and then be on the on one side of the lake, the you know. Where,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Go to the west side of the lake and then look east.
And that'll cure my depression. That's why I'm sad. I've never looked at the sunrise.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd say for sure. For sure.
What are ways that you guys use to better yourselves?
So a trick that I've recently figured out, I was like on the verge of like an anxiety attack thing, and a secondary voice in my brain went, okay, but what if everything's actually just fine?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah. What if it is just fine?
Did it
and
work?
Then it just canceled out everything.
Whoa. Hell yeah.
So as often as I can, I'm trying to like build this like reaction to me. If I ever get like anxious about something, I just go, actually, everything's probably fine, right? And I go, oh, yeah. I guess it is.
And it almost always ends up being fine. Yeah. And if it's not, you figure it out in the moment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Every curveball that's been thrown your way that's been bad, bad news, whatever, mm-hmm. you figured it out. You didn't need to worry about it in order for it to be okay.
Right. And it leads you to a good spot usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the past year, I've picked up all the mental health things. I journal, I meditate, I do yoga, I picked up new hobbies, I'm learning new things.
Okay, fuck, marry, kill, journal, meditation, yoga.
That's good.
Ooh. okay, I guess I would kill journaling.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I guess I would kill it. I like it because it gets shit out, but meditation, I'm marrying. Because there's no worries there. You just exist in perfect harmony.
I didn't know you meditated.
Oh, this man screams that like he meditates.
I knew you journaled and you yoga'd.
You can get your brain empty?
Yes, and
impossible.
It feels like bliss.
Impossible.
It feels like bliss. No, thoughts still come up. It's not the act of thoughts never coming up, but it's when the thought comes, you know that it just passes. Mm. It's like watching it evaporate in the sky.
Mm. Well, I want no thoughts in my meditation.
But they come and go, and then you get used to it, and then the thoughts come, and then they go faster.
You observe the river of thought.
Yes, yeah. And then I know what to journal about. But then I'm definitely fucking yoga. That's hot.
Hell yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I guess I'd probably kill meditation.
It's just because you never tried it.
Just because, no, actually, I'd kill journaling because I feel like to like really do journaling, like not like the right way, but I feel like it would help to physically write.
Yeah,
yeah, I do that,
and I hate physically writing.
Why?
So it hurts my hand.
Oh,
and, dude, and have you seen this guy hold a pencil?
And that's
you don't hold it right.
I don't hold a pencil right.
what?
That's why.
It's true. He holds it like this.
Hold it with three fingers in front, like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
you get one of those like ergonomic, weird little like pens that you kind of just go like that too.
I'd say learn how to write from scratch. Start with your left hand. Start over.
Yeah. No thanks.
You can type it out.
Well,
yeah,
that doesn't feel the same.
Sorry.
It needs to be more tactile. I don't know. I don't fucking know what I'm talking about. I've never done it.
So you're killing journaling.
So I'm killing journaling. Yeah. I guess. I guess I'd fuck yoga, just because it's like you know, sexy.
Right.
Yeah.
And
is yoga sexy?
Yeah.
It hurts though. I guess that's because I don't do it.
It feels good.
It feels good.
It feels so good.
Yeah.
I guess I would have to marry meditation because it's like it's something that I need to, you know, it's more of a long haul thing.
Yeah.
Like I did a little bit, then I fell off the wagon, and I know I should do it again, and it would probably help me, but it's just like, in the morning, it's like you know, I wake up and I got this like. You know, I very like plan out my morning, and I just don't have that extra 10 minutes.
Ten minutes is so perfect in the morning, though. It's so good.
But it's just like I got to make my coffee.
Just wake up 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah,
I know these are all very good solutions.
No, yeah.
But
it's not a priority.
It's so boring to me.
Same.
That's
so boring.
The point is to be okay with that boringness, though.
And I'm not okay with
that.
Yeah,
same.
It needs to be more exciting.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
I need a Subway Surfers to play
underneath
in my head. Underneath.
I feel like the thing that helps so much is that once you get comfortable meditating, you realize that you don't need all this other shit. All your worries are just, it's all abundance. It's all extra. You don't actually need any of the stuff that you're worrying about. So even the stuff that you're worrying about, if it never even happens or if it fails or all your worries come true, it doesn't even matter because you don't need it.
And I know that deep down, but sometimes I don't want to think that way, you know?
But what if an earthquake, what if the big one hits and then I need the water?
Then you put your energy toward preparing instead of worrying.
I already did that.
There you go.
I do have a bunch of water.
Have you done hot yoga before?
Yeah. No.
That is my actual nightmare.
I think it's bullshit.
I love it. It's so
I mean,
fun.
It probably is, like, scientifically it might be bullshit, but I know that I feel so good after.
Mm-hmm. You can't breathe
I think it's all playing into this idea that when you sweat, you're doing better. I don't think that's actually true. I would rather do cold yoga.
I would love to do cold yoga.
Because you warm up and then it...
That would be great.
A cold yoga class where
have
you guys
done,
do poppers.
Have you done hot yoga?
No.
It's I mean, like, I guess it's like very, like, at least like the one that I went to is like Core Power, which is like the Starbucks of hot yoga. Mm-hmm. It's like half yoga, half like exercise.
The room is like 100 degrees.
Yeah.
So you're like,
there's
cardio, you're doing like strength training, like there's weights. It's not yoga.
It's
just
good,
not yoga.
Though.
The one class I did, they were like, if it's too tough for you guys, like you can lay down. And then I like looked over at the rest of the class and like everyone was laying down. So I was like, I need to lay down. This is so hot.
Oh, it was the opposite for me. I was like, nobody's laying down. I need to push.
Oh, I was like,
there's some classes they like crank the heat up and there's people
They do have hotter classes. Yeah.
You've done it a bunch, right?
Yeah, I love hot yoga.
I think it's
you're
great.
Crazy and that's okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It sucks in the moment, but you feel so good afterwards.
Is the allure that your muscles are all like loosened up because of the heat?
I think like that's the yoga part that like loosens up. The heat is just like nice to sweat sometimes.
Same.
I don't think
there's
it does anything.
To sweat.
There
also,
is.
I sweat
like, cardio.
Like every day, just like sometimes.
I don't like it's hard for me to like sweat though. So I think that's why I might like it. Because like unless I'm doing intense cardio or I'm like doing hot yoga, I don't sweat.
I'm so jealous.
I sweat doing standard yoga in a normal temperature room.
That's crazy.
I'm sweating just because I'm wearing a sweater and we turned the AC off. That's classic and I knew I would be doing this.
Oh no, and we did it on the carpet corner.
Did you bring this in celebration?
Next week is Thanksgiving.
Wow.
So for the listeners, we have a turkey, a full blown turkey.
And it has a hole that you can put your hand in.
So is that customary to carve out its ass like that? Like what is the point
of that? That's where you put the
stuff. Where all the guts are.
Yeah.
Oh, so you pull out its insides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they usually already come in a bag for you and you just take them out.
Yeah.
And then you can eat them if you want.
Wait, what? You can eat the insides?
Wonderful?
So, like, isn't it called
and fantastic?
Yeah. I have put my hand inside there once though.
Yeah.
What?
It's weird because when you put your hand inside a turkey, you're inside it's like that it's rib cage and spine
inside
a
turkey. It's very awful.
It's very disturbing.
It's just funny that we take out their insides and then put new insides in.
Stuffing.
That's so human of us.
That's what we do with everything.
Yeah.
Do you guys fuck with stuffing?
I love stuffing.
It's the best part.
It's so good.
I do like stuffing.
Oh, you can't eat that, can you?
Not anymore.
Oh,
they might make some kind of, I'm sure they make a gluten-free stuffing, but I'm sure it sucks ass.
100%.
This is a nice little comfort pillow.
It is.
Okay, good. Love that for you.
And it has somewhere to put your hands if you get cold.
I know.
Would you say you're grateful to have that?
I would say I'm grateful to have this.
That was me trying to pivot to that.
No, and I appreciate
that beat.
That's good.
What are you guys grateful for?
I'm grateful for this workplace and like everyone here and like the work that we do.
Aww.
It's very fulfilling and very.
He's only saying that because we're here.
No. no, but really, it's like really nice and awesome. And grateful for my parents. Grateful for my fam, my small little fam. Grateful for my health.
Okay.
Trying to be more grateful more often because it's like, I'm just going to blink and be like 80 and then everything's going to suck or whatever. So it's like, let me just be grateful right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that's, even though I chose to kill journaling.
Oh, I was like, chose to kill.
In my journal every day, I write at least 2 pages and it almost just naturally comes up. I end up writing about the things I'm grateful for.
Yeah.
And
what do they call that? Gratitude. gratitude.
Yeah.
They but do say gratitude. That is like a way to help depression.
It really, yeah. It really does help because it makes you realize that you're putting all this energy toward things that you're worried about.
Exactly.
And shit. But like all this other stuff is going on that's so great. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I guess it would be, I feel like I realized this year that I can make anything happen that I decide. Like, I have the strength to make any vision I have
happen.
Can you
tuck your balls into your asshole?
Okay. I haven't tried it yet.
But you can.
But
you
I
can.
Know you if I re- if I want to, I can.
Yeah.
You know
yours
what?
Are tucked
give
in
me
right
a
now.
Week. Give me a week, Ian.
Okay.
Give me a week.
Yours are
mine?
Yours are tucked in right now?
Yeah.
Great.
You can do it on command.
I'm always be tucking.
That's yeah. right. Well, I can tell you got nothing there.
Yeah.
And that's what tucking is you pull them all the way back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pop them up in there. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
What are you grateful for?
Kind of, though. You shove them back up into the cavity in your...
Cavity?
Yeah, there's like a pole where your balls come from.
Whoa.
Yeah.
A pole?
There's two ways to tuck.
I'll Google things.
You can do that, or you can just like spread them apart and then like put your dick in between them and then just like put some tape and make it
a
mound. Yeah. Drag queens.
That makes more sense.
What are you grateful for, Ian?
I'm grateful for a nitrogen-rich atmosphere.
Same.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't even exist if it wasn't that way in the first place. So why would you be grateful for something that needed
wow.
to exist in order
what if
to
we lose
exist
it?
In the first place?
What if some of the nitrogen goes away?
Is that
we're
happening?
We're gonna be pretty upset if that happens.
Are we at yeah. risk for that?
I don't think maybe Jen
I don't
Alpha.
Know. I don't think so.
Okay.
We're good.
There's some recent like bad climate change news, but like
I
we don't
noticed.
Have to talk about it.
Yeah.
That's like fine.
I'm grateful for laws.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Any what's your favorite law?
Yeah.
What's my favorite law? Oh.
Oh, good. We got him.
Got
we wrapped him up. Good.
Laws.
I'm
favorite law.
On the edge of my seat, metaphorically. I'm tucked in physically.
I feel like school zones are important.
Okay. That's
so
good.
Like not speeding through like an area with like children running around. I feel like
that.
That's pretty good.
That's a very good law.
Like,
to say.
It's a pretty good law.
Yeah,
and some people can't live in those areas too.
Well, that's
any
yes. That's
pest.
Okay. Megan's Law.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a good law.
Mm-hmm. I like any law that has a woman's name before it.
Did you know?
You support women.
Yeah, I support women. Yeah.
I forget which state it is, but there is a state where it's illegal for a woman to look ugly in the street. What state was that? Oh.
It's illegal to be ugly.
Yeah.
What?
Outside on the street. It's what? Illegal. This is a real law that still exists.
But who defines ugly?
The government.
Do.
The police?
The patriarchy. They have examples?
Look out, guys, when you're in San Francisco.
Wow. Okay. I need
you're
to go
at
to
risk.
San Francisco. Let's
you're
see.
You're tired of those uggos on the street?
Yeah.
I am so tired of looking at ugly people.
Finally, we can talk about it.
It is distressing.
So bad.
And there needs to be less of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should be. It's not a law.
Oh.
I lied.
I'm grateful for parks.
Okay,
I
that's
think,
a good thing.
I think public space, public green space is good.
These feel like from a neutral textbook.
Yeah.
These are like nice, clean, like manila folder examples.
I'm glad someone said it.
I like it.
I'm glad someone said it.
Can you get to the last one on your list?
Wait,
it's my personal favorite.
You gotta research what he's grateful for.
Yeah, he does.
I think that's important. That's funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The last one that I wrote, what I'm grateful for.
Yeah.
Women.
Wow.
Huge.
I was going to write titties first, and then I figured.
And there it is.
You're like,
that probably.
Zoom out a little bit.
I was like, let's appreciate the whole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any kind of titty from any body, you know?
Any animal.
Yeah. Love a.
Cow.
Love a cow titty.
No.
No.
Can we
you drink milk? You love milk.
You like milk.
That's a lie that was spun by some coworkers.
That you like milk?
Yes.
Do you not like milk?
I'm indifferent.
Okay.
I do currently in my house have two different milks.
That's
are
not
they,
normal.
Are either of them from an animal?
One is.
Mm. Skim?
Whole.
Whole? Oh. Whole and skim, both demonic. 2%? I can deal. What about you? Are you a milk person?
He's vegan.
I oh, yeah, never vegan. Was into whole milk or any of that stuff. Yeah. I was so happy when I started discovering milk alternatives because milk has always left a weird aftertaste in my mouth.
What's your favorite milk alternative?
Oat milk and macadamia milk is probably the best.
Love macadamia.
Oat milk is good, but not necessarily the best. I think macadamia if I could choose.
That's kind of that. The macadamia, the macadamia milk is like kind of expensive, though, right?
It is. It's a delicacy.
Yeah, got you. I want to start making my own oat milk.
Is it not just soaking oats in water and then squeezing all the water?
It is.
My friend, she blends it and then like strains it through like a cheesecloth.
Okay.
And then adds like some vanilla.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, that's smart. But where the fuck do you buy a cheesecloth?
Probably like Amazon.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't want to buy from Amazon.
Probably just like Google it then.
Where to buy cheesecloth?
Maybe there's a Williams Sonoma that you can go to.
Yeah, I need to get like a cool jar.
Pier 1 import.
And then I'm going to go crazy. Because I don't want to drink the a lot of those oat milks.
My burpee boy is over here.
Yeah.
It's the Diet Coke.
You guys are so in your 30s.
There's like,
I know.
I found out that like, you know, a lot of the oat milks have these like gums in them that maybe you're not supposed to.
Yeah, well, it keeps them all goopy. Mm-hmm.
I know, but like, I know because like the extra creamy oat milks are so good.
So good.
But I don't think it's good for my digestive system. So I'm like, so now I'm like buying this oat milk that sucks.
Just because it doesn't have the gums in it?
Yeah.
Since fixing your digestive situation, are you having like the, I'm imagining your poop is like a bank chute. Or just goes like, foom, and then it's like a clean, like don't even need to wipe kind of situation. Is that TMI to talk about?
I haven't completely solved
everything.
It's a complex puzzle.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I've solved certain things to rid myself of most of the issues, but it's not a bank chute.
God. Is that the ideal poop? Like, do you think our ancestors never had to even wipe because there was a foom?
Who doesn't love that though? When you go to wipe and it's clean, that's impressive work.
Yeah,
that's
a Gwyneth Paltrow. That's a Gwyneth Paltrow poop.
That's
like,
a goop.
I can't do that. That's a goop.
That's a goop.
Do you like? Is that the ideal diet? If that's what happens, if you get a goop,
I would think so. Yeah, like it's there's like a scale of poop, right?
Yeah,
because it's like you don't want the super hard, you know.
Yeah,
but you don't want to swallow like when you swallow a Dorito, but the other way around.
Yeah,
and it's like pellets.
Yeah, so it's like you want like not the far scale of that, but
you want right in the middle.
Yeah, sort of right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
is that everything that you're
that
grateful
was
for?
Amazing.
I'd say like women are at the top.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Probably what I'm most grateful for. I don't mean to like rub that in your face.
It's all over my face. I'm very upset.
And then I'd say, yeah, nitrogen-rich atmosphere is like the second one.
Okay.
And then I guess laws and then parks.
I think that's valid.
That's good.
You forgot reality TV?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm grateful for reality TV. I think it's probably a net negative to society, but it is fun to watch.
Okay, and I'll take that.
I was going to say, can you really be grateful for women and be grateful for reality TV at the same time?
Wow.
What?
Asking the big questions over here.
It makes women look bad. Actually, makes every human
makes
look
everybody
bad.
Look bad.
Makes everyone look bad.
I'm grateful
makes
for
everybody
reality
look
TV.
Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are your takeaways?
I just love people. I love human beings and their stories. Okay. That's my manila folder answer on that.
That's good.
Your peanut butter cookie just stained my
well, it's
stained
not
my jeans.
It stained mine too.
That's good. Just use a little water later.
Yeah. We can get it later. We can
peanuts.
Get a Tide pen.
Can I have my Sixlets that isn't Ian's?
Which one did you put your face in?
Hard to say.
I think the further away one's probably it.
Anyone want a
you would
Diet
that.
Coke?
I'm just
going to
take
Coke?
A few out of
yeah,
the
I'm
going to
take a Coke break.
My stomach's fucked from that.
Thank you. From the peanut butter thing?
From the Diet Coke.
From the Diet Coke.
It's all gurgly.
You're welcome. Gurgle burgle. Yeah, I love reality TV. It's the best.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be who I am without Dance Moms. But everyone knows that.
That's true.
It's part
that
of my lore.
True.
That is true.
My friend sent me a video of her at like a state thing. Like my friend was there and they had a...
A state thing?
I don't...
Or
like a fair.
East
like
state
a, like
thing.
A, like a...
County fair.
Yeah, or
state
like
fair.
Like a swap meet thing. I don't
okay.
know. And my friend, they were there and they like just sent me a video of them like slowly turning over. And then there's just like Abby in the corner going like. And so it was just like a flash of it. And I'm
just
so
like complaining
jealous.
About something.
Yeah.
Was she just like talking to herself?
No, she was talking to someone else, but being
yeah.
angry, being her. I got a DM from a fan that was like, Tommy, Abby's at Porto's right now. And I live close enough to that spot. And so I was like, I could right now. Run out of my home
yes.
and go and count.
What would
you
do if you saw her?
To get out.
Would you try to get her to argue
I don't
with
know.
You?
See, that's the thing is, I don't know. I don't know what I would do. And I wasn't like dressed. And
well,
I didn't
you have
my hair
a plan.
Done.
It's kind of like
so
coming
like,
up with an escape plan or an earthquake
right.
plan. Like, what is your plan when you run into her?
Yeah, I got
to
have my like emergency bag.
Yeah,
in case
yeah.
I meet
by
her.
The door.
Yeah,
ready?
Yeah.
What's gonna? What are you gonna do? How are you gonna interact?
I don't know. I feel like she probably already knows who I am. Maybe just because I've talked. Shit about her so much.
You think she keeps up with everyone talking shit about her online?
Yes,
100%.
Everyone,
100%.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, I just thank her for being like insane.
That's fair.
So
I've
you
told you when
her.
I met her, right?
What was that?
I've told you when I met her. I've told you about when I met her.
What?
You've I thought I
met
did.
Abby Lee.
I
Miller?
Thought I told you.
Maybe I've heard this before, but
I
don't believe.
I was at a hotel and she was at the table next to me and she was literally scouting the next Maddie. She was like telling the girl like, "You're gonna be the next Maddie." And me and my friends were like at the table next to her, drunk, and I was so inebriated that I just shouted, "Abby Lee Miller!" And then she looked
I
over.
Think that's what you would do.
Yeah.
Like, Abby Lee Miller.
I was in shock.
That's crazy.
And she like wheeled away.
That's awesome. Does she wheel away fast?
No.
Ah.
Very slow.
She wheels away fast.
Very slow. It's a great clip. Mm-hmm. Have you two seen that clip when she?
Oh yeah,
she
okay.
backs up.
I showed Anthony that clip. He was.
It pissed me off.
He was not. He
really
was not happy. With
yeah,
because
I was like, clearly, this is all part of the drama for the show. Right. This is not actually happening.
Right.
Right.
And maybe she was upset, but then they egg her on. And
I
like,
want to believe.
I love that that got him mad.
Yeah, he's like, this is fake.
Yeah.
And I was like, can you just enjoy it for
TV.
The art that it is?
Thank you. Yes.
Fake reality. Actually, all reality just pisses me off.
All reality is fake too.
Yeah,
yeah,
we're in the Matrix.
It's all about hype, building the drama.
What is reality?
That's right.
Would you say you're not grateful for reality TV?
You know what?
Reality TV, sort of, maybe.
He's different.
I'm not grateful for reality
Whoa.
TV.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
He said
okay.
it.
Crazy.
I feel like whenever I, because I've had periods too, like I, at the beginning, well, not that kind of period. At the beginning
Yes,
of,
you have. And then get it. It takes a day.
Menstruation.
It happens at night.
Menstruation happens at night.
Yeah, like the Love is Blind era when that first came out.
Yep.
I was like,
you were big into
had
it.
Nothing to do. And I'm watching Love is Blind and The Circle and Hot,
ooh,
whatever.
Too Hot to Handle?
Yeah. So stupid.
I cannot do The Circle.
I can't do, yeah, it's garbage. I cannot do The Circle.
They're all just trapped in their rooms. And I'm
yeah,
like,
kind of sad.
It's all garbage. It and then just, you start to notice how they edit everything out of order to build the suspense and how they reuse shots over and over to add more time. And
oh, see, but that's like, my favorite thing of Dance Moms is you can literally hear the sentences being like, you know,
manufactured.
Frankenstein together. Yeah. It's so good. It's yeah. like, I won't let Maddie into this dance class today. Just like different like pieces. And
it's
you're
like
just
a
like,
bad movie trailer.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
awesome.
The fact that it's I so manufactured, that. Though, I'm like, what is this? This is not reality. This is yeah. just this is just
it's remixed reality.
Yeah.
It's art. It's
yeah.
amazing.
It's like reality with a remix spin.
Yeah,
right.
It's so good.
Also, like reality TV, like there's so many... There's so many like levels you can watch it at, or like so many like layers of like layers of irony.
Yeah.
Like where you like you start as like a reality TV enjoyer where you're just watching it and believing it's reality. Mm-hmm. Then you're like, okay, I'm watching this because I hate this show.
Yeah.
And right. then there's an added layer, like how people watch wrestling a lot.
Yeah.
Where they're like, I understand it's all fake and I'm watching it to see how they manipulate what's being filmed mm-hmm. to deliver this narrative. And then there's like, I feel like there's like so many layers to like being able, like different levels that people watch reality at.
Yeah. It's like how far zoomed out you watch it.
Yeah.
Cause like you go all the way back and then you're just like, okay. So these producers are yes. going to be doing these things to these people and getting them in these awful situations. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I feel like my depression is directly linked with how much reality TV I'm watching.
Wow.
I can believe that.
Is that the only factor?
There's a lot of things.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. We don't have enough time.
I was hoping that would be like your solve.
Yeah. I don't think it is because you don't really watch reality.
No, not anymore.
Yeah, because you're not depressed.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Or is
Congrats.
It because I don't watch it that I'm not depressed?
There you go. Wow.
Everything's connected.
I just don't want to. There's enough yeah. drama going on in life. Do I need to watch more of it?
That's true.
There's not enough.
But sometimes it's nice to watch like drama that's not yours.
Exactly.
That's, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you get the rush from it without experiencing.
That's the thing. I want to stop
pain.
Getting rushed from drama. There's no
well,
point.
Well, some people.
That's just. I think that's because you're addicted to drama because you grew
right.
up in a stressful
it's,
environment
shut,
and you have drama. So then,
we have trauma.
So you want that audio. Yeah,
it's
want,
a drug.
You want that audio going on in your house because
it's all we know.
To, you're yeah. used to having that in your childhood home.
That's
I don't
true.
Know. I had a Whoa. Pretty I had a pretty vanilla upbringing, and I enjoy shitty reality TV.
So. Maybe that's why.
Because it's something that I'm not.
It's new.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's new and novel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh.
And sometimes I need some shouting going on in the background. Make me feel like I'm home, you know?
I can't watch it passively. I have to like actively watch.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm. Otherwise it stresses me out, for real. Like if there's just people like arguing, that was a bit a second ago. But if there are actually like people arguing on my TV and I'm in my apartment doing something else, I'm like,
yeah.
Like, turn it off.
That's funny.
Yeah. So it's usually just house music.
Something that I'm not grateful for. Men.
Oh, nice.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, well,
real,
kind of,
but maybe.
Mm.
Mosquitoes.
I saw that they're genetically modifying certain mosquitoes so that
what?
so that the thing
little
can't
nose.
Penetrate human skin.
Oh, that's nice.
There's like that,
but it can
video.
Still penetrate other animals, so they can still get
that's
the,
good.
They can still
they can
get
still
their blood.
But it's so like sad. You like there's a video of one, and he's like, and then he goes like. What? It's so awesome.
Wait, how do they? Don't they need blood to survive?
Yeah, well, they can drink other creatures' blood that have a different
just
skin
not human.
Thickness. Yeah, so they've
That's
weakened
crazy.
Their proboscis or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I watched this whole thing.
They're penetrator.
I watched this whole thing about this thing called a screw worm.
Screw worm?
Yeah.
What do they do? Do they screw?
It's a like a fly and it inserts its larva into your like flesh.
Ew, is that like a bot fly?
Kind of like that, but the. But the larvae have this little hook on them, and so what they do is they like hook into your flesh as they like grow up, and then they eat their way like into your flesh. That's what we call
That's
a screw
awesome.
Worm. And and we eradicated them in the U.S. and we're currently at war with them in like
with the bugs,
like kind of like Latin America sort of area, like south of Mexico.
I didn't know we were at war with them.
Who's their leader?
There's like a there's like a border where we dump. We have like these like we have bred these like sterile ones.
So they just don't. Can't
and
babies, yeah.
Then we just like bomb the area with the sterile ones like down in that area. Wow. And we spend like a
sterile, like infertile.
Yeah, yeah. So like basically like. The population will okay. dwindle. So
they still get to fuck each other, but they just don't have any kids.
I know. What a dream. Am I right?
Yeah, boy.
So gay.
So gay. Yeah, it's all. Yeah. They just dropped a bunch of gay flies.
Buzz. Buzz.
Where did you find that information?
A YouTube video.
Right.
So are you watching a bunch of YouTube videos for like odd and like bummer and like interesting facts? Is this your like passive?
Ian's gonna pull up a clip.
Let me
oh,
see.
Good.
I'm not gonna pull up a clip.
I'm just curious as to like what your main page is. If it's like,
it's not good.
This flesh eating bacteria.
It's all Joe Rogan and flesh eating bacteria.
Yeah, it's mainly yeah. Joe Rogan.
He's so grateful for Joe Rogan.
Yeah, it's like half. It's like one third weird stuff, one third drama YouTube stuff, and then one third like interesting stuff.
Wow.
And I watch all of it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am not grateful for this foot obsession that I feel like sprang out within the last 10 years.
Hold on, foot?
On the internet?
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about foot fetish?
Yeah. In the past 10 years though, it's like I can't be barefoot without someone saying, get those grippers out of here, boy. Put those dogs away.
You were very willing to show your feet on the main channel for members. I'm just going to point that
out. Yeah, and it's really annoying that now it's like, it's kind of a haha funny joke, but like people are upset. I just block anyone that mentions my feet anymore.
That's
fair. Are people mentioning your feet a lot?
Whenever I post, yeah, I don't like to wear shoes a lot because I'm a human.
Well, they're just memeing.
Yeah, and I block them.
It feels like they're,
I think also you used to supply them with foot content and now they're missing it.
I didn't supply anyone with foot content.
We did on the members. Videos.
You were recording that.
No, it was consensual. Okay.
You were recording it.
Wow, you exploited our feet.
You exploited
my
feet. You guys were down for it. You knew what was happening.
I'm just a guest.
Guys, we've been exploited.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I did not consent.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Actually,
I did.
Ian did.
The
did.
Very first sketch that I was allowed to be in. They
show your feet?
They wrote it to where I had to use my feet, my bare feet, and pick rice up or like my feet, put my feet in rice.
Yeah.
So that was a cool entryway. Cool.
Is that on your wiki feet?
Most likely.
Yeah.
I haven't checked it in a long time because I don't care.
Yeah.
let them put it in the bank if they want my feet in it. they can take them.
Smosh is great for those odd jobs.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Hideo Kojima seems to love
no odd feet. Jobs.
Does he really?
Yeah, he. I was saying Hideo Kojima. He loves feet. Yeah.
Really? Does he? Quentin Tarantino too?
Definitely.
Quentin Tarantino definitely does.
Yeah, there's an actress that was in. Might have been Metal Gear Solid, but she was like, yeah. Then he like photographed my feet for the character. Because she was like a full body scan.
Mm-hmm. It's like, why do you
like,
need to scan
but
the
like
feet?
Specifically the feet.
Well, Hideo, you got some.
So you know, Death Stranding 2 is gonna have some. Their feet content's gonna be popping off.
What do you think people are obsessed with feet because they're always like hidden behind shoes and socks?
No,
I think it's just funny now.
I think there's a.
There are real.
You think
people.
No,
it's not.
Like,
no one's
genuinely involved in feet anymore.
No, it's all ironic.
Just like, that's crazy.
You think everyone ironically?
It's all ironic
feet?
Now.
Right.
It's like the layers of enjoying reality television.
Yeah, it's
the layers of enjoying
the same
feet.
Irony.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I've heard some weird scientific reason, but I don't know if it's true.
It's YouTube videos you watch. You're getting all these.
You never heard?
No.
There's like, yeah, there's some like, I don't even want to say it because I'm gonna get it wrong, but something to do with like the brain and like your development.
Okay.
And
fun.
There's like maybe some wires get crossed, and that's why it's like one of the most popular like fetishes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a foot fetish but never date someone with nice feet, or
or
have,
not
have bad feet and date someone who's obsessed with like with having a foot fetish?
I'm sorry, these two things.
Okay.
So either my partner's disappointed in my feet or I'm disappointed in my partner's feet.
Yes.
I'd rather be the one with feet that are disappointing.
Yeah.
So I'm used to being disappointed.
I'm okay with having disappointed feet as long as they still like fit in shoes comfortably. You know?
Do you guys like shoes? Are you shoe people? I'm not a shoe person. I don't really give a shit.
I thankfully never became a sneakerhead.
I don't get it exactly.
I think also that market completely collapsed too.
I don't know.
The people standing outside the Supreme or whatever.
Oh, I still see it in LA driving around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the reseller market got I think went to shit. So that's cool. Because I think it's stupid because it's like, I'm never going to wait in line for a shoe.
No.
Like I don't want to have to scour the internet for a specific shoe. It's like if I see a cool shoe, I should be able to just buy it.
I feel like you only need 4 or 5 pairs of shoes for the different things in your life, right?
We had this conversation.
Oh, we did. It was on a game. It was a game, Smosh Games video.
Yeah, and there was a wild difference in
perspectives.
Amount of shoes. The amount of shoes one should have.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry. That one's burpy derpy.
You said 5.
Oh, yeah, because we were trying to guess what the average amount of shoes would be in that group that we were with. Mm-hmm. How many would the normal...
Do if I'm counting right now to tell you how many I have, do my take my trash down to the trash?
Yes.
Count every as a pair?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, good. Okay. I think I have 7 or 8 pairs of shoes that are and then I have a few extra that I really never ever touch.
Yeah. I think I have 6 that would be in my cycle, and that includes winter and summer wear.
But I wear these almost every day because they were $20, and I'm not going to clean my white shoes over and over again.
Never.
Those are the best. Yeah. I love the shoes that you don't give a shit about.
Yeah, these are my, and I wear them every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unless I'm being fashionable, then I'll wear better ones. Good.
Okay, you guys ever got your shoe shined?
No.
No?
I don't.
Yeah, I don't see them in the airports anymore, but I used to always see the shoe shining spots in the
airport.
Yeah,
they still have the benches, but I don't think.
I've seen people getting their shoes shined in there before.
I haven't had my car cleaned in 3 years.
I clean mine once a year.
You know what I think it is?
Yeah.
I think we would see it in the Sacramento airport because of the political people coming in.
Because
they're the last people that are wearing... who wears a nice dress shoe to the fucking airport?
Yeah.
Do you guys dress up to go to the airport?
Ooh.
A little bit, yeah.
Because there are some people who dress up for the airport, and there's other people who look like I'm a little goblin.
Down. I dress down for the airport.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wear a specific thing to the airport, the most comfy thing.
Same. What's dress up for the airport look like?
I've dated someone, a gay man, poppers, who... it was I'm going to be at the airport and I'm going to be seen by a bunch of people, so I'm going to look good.
That makes sense.
And, that was, he wanted that and that was his thing.
I mean, it is fair. There are a lot of people there.
Right. And if you're someone who's about that, that's great. But I'm I'm going to be comfortable and I don't give a fuck about what any of these people think of me because I'm going to be a little goblin.
Right.
Yeah.
And, have my edible and play my game and fall asleep. So
I go in between. I don't necessarily, go in sweatpants. I definitely don't dress up. I just try to wear normal, comfy stuff.
Okay. That counts as dress down.
Yeah.
You're not super conscious about.
Although I like to wear a mask because I don't.
I also wear a mask.
I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, trust.
There's for the airborne stuff, but also just then I get to hide and no one stares at me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do you ever pull the mask up right here and then throw your whole head?
No, but I'm going to do that next time.
Yeah, I should. That's great.
Do you guys also experience that phenomenon that anyone at the airport around your age, you just feel is attracted to you and you're attracted to them? There's
absolutely.
Just chemistry and tension.
Absolutely.
And you're trapped there and there's this forbidden romance. It's will we see each other again?
But it only happens when I'm passing by someone.
Yes.
It's never
yes.
A seat in seat, which
no.
I tried last time I was at the airport. I did a...
Whoa.
Huge.
Oh.
And then there was a...
Oh, no.
And so I was come on, maybe, no? Okay, that's fine. But passing,
yes.
walking by, the and it was
right.
Oh my God.
Is there a look
and
everything?
In love with me.
It's a vibe, and it's we're
vibe.
Fated to be together, but
never,
we can't.
I've never experienced that.
It's a beautiful movie moment.
It
that
really
isn't
is.
Real, but you just have that wow, okay, I guess I'll
and
never
you
see
can
you again.
Feel, it's palpable. You can feel the tension, and then you never see them again.
Mm. Yep.
Although meditating on a flight is epic. Because then 45 minutes will go by and it felt like you were just in another world.
And you're already elevated.
Sounds
you know?
The longest 45 minutes of my life.
Yeah. I always fall asleep on a plane, so.
Same.
Damn, lucky.
Well, you got the takeoff where you're pushed back into your seat and you got the
yep.
Oh my God.
So you will be asleep before takeoff?
No, as it's
it's hugging you to sleep.
Right, because I'll usually I'm just flying to see my family on the other side of the country.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In order for me to land in Florida at a time where my old parents are awake, I have to leave LA at like 5 a.m., maybe 4 a.m. And that's when the plane takes off.
Yeah.
So I'm already like in the middle of my like, whoa, I'm sleepy. And so like I get on the plane, I buckle up and I just sit there and I kind of go, But then as soon as you take off, it's like, and then you're just out.
I love sleeping on a plane. It's like you just time skipped.
Yeah, it is. And then your neck hurts for 2 days. It's awesome.
Yeah, that is the one downside of falling asleep on a plane.
Nice.
Yeah.
Shall we get to the Q&A? Do you guys want to hear a little jingle?
Yeah, what?
Yep, you know the jingle.
They do a thing.
Sing it with us.
Finding YouTube questions, finding YouTube questions.
Wow, you did. You knew all the lyrics.
I know, it's my favorite song.
You danced along to the beat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What are our questions? Do they have to do with me? No.
They're all you.
You guys, all three of you can answer the question.
Okay, that's great. Yeah,
these are just questions from the fans.
That's awesome.
That they have asked you guys.
I love the fans.
First question comes from Crane Fly Swarm. If you joined the Spice Girls, which spices would you be?
Wow.
This is
new spices.
Yes, this is the group we need to be
asking. Oh. Paprika?
Or
smoked or regular?
Smoked.
The anime.
Thank you. What'd you say?
The anime.
The anime, yes. We love
that. No, that was too crazy. I couldn't get into that.
That was the baby that Salt and Pepper make in Blue's Clues.
That's true.
Paprika. Yeah. I had a weird obsession with paprika.
I remember that because my little brother watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Paprika.
So there's. So we're a new spice.
You're a new spice.
Okay.
Are you going to be old spice?
You can choose the old ones. Oh, I see you there.
Funny.
You can choose a previous spice.
Funny. Then I'm going to be baby spice.
That makes sense for you.
Baby girl spice.
Because I'm baby girl.
Right.
Oh, I'm baby girl spice.
That makes sense for you.
Baby girl spice.
I'm salt.
Because
I'm necessary and I go with everything. But if you have too much of me, you'll hate me.
That's good.
But if you don't have enough, you'll be like, I want
you'll
a little
like,
bit.
I really need a little bit of that.
That's good.
Yeah.
And when you don't get it enough, you crave it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had some this morning with a hard-boiled egg out of that bag.
Nice.
Yeah.
See,
the bag
other
of
people eat them.
Eggs.
Yeah, I grabbed the hard-boiled egg bag.
The shell-less hard-boiled eggs that
absolutely
float around a plastic bag.
In the goop? Absolutely.
In the goop?
Yeah, and I put it on a paper towel. I dried the goop off, put some salt on it, and gobbled it down.
Yep. Did you see someone put a thank you note on the fridge for supplying the eggs? And it was not me.
And let me tell you, when I went in the fridge and I saw that note, I picked up one of the non-cooked eggs.
Exactly.
And I was like, these are the eggs. And I almost broke it open with my thumb, but I didn't because then I saw the bag. Anyway.
Nice.
And spice? What spice are you?
Oh,
paprika?
Yeah, paprika, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and I just had a tooth extracted a few weeks ago and I had to rinse my mouth out with salt water.
Oh, wow.
So you're great for rinsing out wounds.
Wow, that's great. I should probably have one of my teeth removed.
Probably.
Which one?
Back here. Mm. It's a cavity. I haven't been in a minute. That's fine.
Real.
Yeah. Whatever.
Brittany St. Aubin asks, when was the last time you blocked somebody?
Someone mentioned me. Someone commented on my feet yesterday, and I blocked him.
It was Ian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I comment on your feet, you're going to block me?
Well, he doesn't follow you
anyway. Yeah. No, the people I know can comment on my feet. If I don't know you, you can't.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's my boundary.
That's fair.
An ex of mine, probably.
Was that because you didn't want them to contact you or because you didn't want to look at their page?
All of it.
Yeah.
It just needed to be not around in my life. Yeah.
That's fair.
I still got a letter, though, so. Pretty cool.
Oh.
Yeah. That happens.
Can't block a letter.
That happens.
You could try.
I just threw it away.
Are you talking about social media or text or phone?
It's probably.
Open to your interpretation.
Brutal. Blocking someone's phone number is brutal.
That's, yeah.
I've had to, but yeah.
Yeah, I just blocked somebody's phone number.
Yeah, same, actually, like
last
week.
Can't say who, though.
Whoa.
Yeah, some guy was like, I met you on Tinder in Florida. And I'm like,
yikes.
What?
Yikes.
And then I was like, send me a picture. And he's like, oh my God, that's crazy. Like, I met you. And I was like, send me a picture. I don't know who you are. And then he sent me a picture. And I'm like, I don't know you. And it got
so
weird,
scary.
So I like unblocked him.
Yeah.
Actually, I could vaguely tell a story. So somebody was like, hey, can I give your phone number to this guy? And I didn't respond to them because I didn't want to say no,
because
that seems weird. That's hard, yeah.
So I just didn't respond. And then I got a text from the person. And they're like, hey, this guy gave me your phone number.
That's messed up.
And I was like, nope. That shit pissed
me
off.
I thought I had to sneeze.
That shit pissed me off.
No, that is upsetting.
That
yeah.
What else we got?
At KelX62X, what is your favorite content to make? Podcast? Short sketches? Improv? Sketch shows? Music? They've done so much, lol.
Damn, you're right.
Mm.
Feet content.
I'll block you.
I
I love doing Trying to Laughs, so much fun. But also recently with Bit City, our pre-tapes. I know we're figuring out all of our tone and all that stuff, but I think the most fun I've ever had at this job is doing these pre-tapes.
Like the giggles?
Like the little, like, yeah, the just, little sort of commercial things that are in between, like the larger segments, or what we call pre-tapes. Thank
you like so much. Tiny skateboard.
Yes, like tiny skateboard. Oh, yeah. Like that was so much fun.
I loved in the behind the scenes and you're just directing Damien. You're like, that was amazing after he just gets done making out with his skateboard.
Exactly. Yeah. It was just us like prompting him like, okay, can you chug this? I was like, wait a second. Can you chug this water bottle? And he was like, yeah. He's like,
yeah. I was like, slammed that it. Thing.
Yeah. It was awesome. It's so much
fun.
That
was sick.
Also with one of my favorite shoots from Bit City was when we did the Wiggles Giggles parody.
Yeah.
And no one prompted Tommy to do this, but every time someone else was shooting, he was just on the side in character dancing the whole time.
Yeah. It unlocked.
And it was amazing.
Something about that dance, like, resolved. It was like allowing me to like let some like frustration and anger out, but through smile and dance. And so it felt like very cathartic and also like demonic. There was just this thing that like felt so good about it. And so I was really trying to like get Amanda and Court to like get there with me. So I was just like,
no, it was powerful. Like it? I feel like it like really helped like the entire tone of that.
That was one of my favorite segments. Yeah, ever. It was so good.
Very silly.
I think I enjoy playing douchebags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're good at
that. You're pretty good at that.
Because I feel like generally, thank you. I feel like generally I just like, I don't know, like I'm a bit of a people pleaser. So I think I generally try to be like nice.
So this is your chance to not be nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it feels, it feels nice to be a bastard sometimes.
Yeah. Like your character in Straight Eye.
Can't say bastard.
Exactly.
Can't.
That was a good one.
He's referencing when I was fucking 12. And I was like, you can't say bastard in my house.
We were making a stop motion Lego thing and there was supposed to be Broomhead and like Bastard Man or something. And Ian kept, I don't know what it was. There was something with bastard. And Ian, whenever we said it, Ian was like, you can't say bastard in my house.
I was like, don't scream it.
Stay quiet.
Oh my God.
I actually don't love Try Not to Laugh. So I feel like there's so much pressure. Maybe that's just on me.
You just got
to
do it over and over and over again. And then you're just like, ah, whatever.
Yeah, I've only done 3 episodes. But like, I feel like there's so much pressure to go.
Yeah, I just don't plan for anything.
That's crazy.
And I'm just like, oh, there's a helmet. I'm going to be Helmet Man.
Maybe Bastard Man?
That's the
trick.
That's the trick.
I feel like maybe I put pressure on myself. It's like, you need to make that person laugh. So I think there's that kind of pressure. I like just group hangs where it feels like it's just like a group of people just hanging out like this, but especially over like a board game or something where there's like not even any expectation to, you know what it is? There's no expectation. I like that. It's just, hang out and chill and be yourself.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute. Well, those are my questions. If you guys have any like closing statements, things you want to circle back to.
I really don't like these.
You've been eating them the whole episode.
What are they called?
Sixlets.
Sixlets. I hate them.
But you keep eating them.
Yeah, well, because I'm eating it and I'm drinking Diet Coke, and it's really just like...
it's a bad combo.
It's not a good combo.
It's like
all.
A movie theater combo. Like
you don't have
really
to
bad one.
Eat either.
But they're right next to me.
What?
What was the question?
Just like end the episode. Anything you want to say?
Oh, end of the episode.
Just like,
please
let
us leave.
End the episode here.
Wish me a happy birthday. It's coming up.
Oh, yeah. Ian's birthday's in like a week.
Yeah, well, what day is this coming out specifically?
21st.
Okay, yeah.
9 days.
In 9 days.
What?
Wish me happy
star
birthday.
Sign does that make you?
Sag.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah, wish me happy birthday. Send me gifts. Send me just...
animated gifts.
The only gift that I want is pictures of Anthony's feet. So...
now they're going to do it.
They're going to do it.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.